Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we looked at the setting of wisdom speech and how the book of Proverbs introduces it. Today, we'll study the stern warning with which wisdom begins her speech. Proverbs 1, verses 22 to 23, reading from the ESV. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? If you turn at my rebuke, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Because of the life and death implications of her hearers' choices, wisdom speaks urgently. If they don't heed her warning, they will self-destruct. Frustrated at their obtuseness, their unresponsiveness, wisdom cries out, "How long will you keep doing this?" The habit of rejecting wisdom is deep-rooted in them. It may have begun in their childhood with rejecting their parents' teaching or not having good teaching in their homes. Learning accountability has not been part of their formative years, and now they are adults. Their love is given not to wisdom, but to carelessness and stupidity. Wisdom calls them petaim, easily fooled. The Hebrew adjective peti has the same root as the verb translated enticing, patah. Wisdom warns those who are easily fooled because they want to be enticed into wrongdoing. They should be hungering and thirsting for God's goodness, committedly living by His wisdom. Instead, they look for, run after, and long for the lures of evil. Reckless stupidity metastasizes. Tolerance of foolishness becomes wholehearted welcoming of it. Those who disregard wisdom come to mock and scorn her. Eventually, they become fools who think themselves wise and who hate God's wisdom. To hate wisdom is to love foolishness. No in-between is possible. The verb chamad is used in the 10th commandment for coveting something. Fools go from loving foolishness to craving it. Before their carelessness destroys them, wisdom urges them to repent. Wisdom's rebuke holds them accountable. They need to face up to their carelessness, their recklessness, their flirting with and relishing the enticements of wrongdoing. And they need to turn away from carelessness to attentiveness, from wrongdoing to goodness, from foolishness to wisdom. Heeding her rebuke, listening to her instructions, they are to seek what is right. If they internalize wisdom's stern warning, then her words and thoughts will pour over them, cleansing, liberating, and restoring them. For the spirit of wisdom brings understanding, good counsel, power, knowledge, and the rightful honoring of God. But if they reject wisdom's rebuke, her utterances will be their judgment. We'll study that next time in Proverbs 1, verses 24 to 25. Let's pray. Lord God, your wisdom is life-giving. Yet, we so easily tune it out and attend instead to the distracting noises of daily life. From now on, in our every choice, help us to always ask how we may honor you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.